Hey everybody, it's Celine
and TJ,
and we're back for another episode of
TJ and Celine Nerd Out to Nerdy Things. Pish posh.
You scallywag. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
It's actually Wednesday. You nimrod. You nitwit.
Sorry. You nitwit. I'm arriving.
I have arrived. I'm arriving.
That was fun, though. We did a twist.
We did quite the twist.
And we have our libations. It's fantastic.
I feel like we're less Mary Poppins and more Monty Python.
Hip hip.
Yeah, we're back again for another episode of our podcast. And we're here this week to talk about something extremely, extremely important.
And personal.
Yes, actually. We're here to talk about toe fungus and its effects on your personal life and the people in your life. Specifically, athlete's foot. Super contagious.
Preach.
Just lives on the floors of bathrooms.
Amen.
And just gets passed around like a whore in church.
Hallelujah.
Have you ever been told you can't itch your athlete's foot? It's literally something that makes you... Just for real.
I've never had it, so...
When you have athlete's foot, your skin's like peeling off of your foot.
Yeah.
And it's itching. Similar to, have you ever had chicken pox?
Long time ago, I was in second grade.
Have you? You've had mosquito bites. You know how you get that
frequently
insatiable urge to like itch at it until you rip it out of your body?
I do. Makes do that.
I do too, actually. I have a spider bite right now, like on my tattoo,
and it's like the hell. How did you get a spider bite?
Because we have 52 spiders living in 1 square foot of our house.
Did you feel it bite you?
Yes.
Where were you?
Sitting in my office. I was literally like this, and all of a sudden I just feel like a little pinch, and I look down, because it didn't hurt, it just felt like annoying, and I look down, and there was little fucking, oh my god, I bleached this on accident.
Oops. Squirrel! That's okay, I did that with one of my Harry Potter sweatshirts. Okay, Spider Woman.
Yeah, and then it bit me, and I just looked at it, and I was in such a state of panic, because I'm scared of spiders.
Yeah.
But it was tiny, so it was kind of cute. But like, no. So horrifying. And I just like, literally I looked at it and I was holding my arm out waiting for it to like leave.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it just starts like do crawling away. And I'm like, oh, interesting. That was weird. I must have felt a tickle on my arm. Not even 2 seconds later, I was like furiously scratching my arm. And I was like, that fucking thing bit me.
Ugh.
Anyway.
Gross.
My tail of a spider bite.
Anyways, the foot fungus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, athlete's foot's very similar to a bug bite, where you feel like itching all of your skin off, but it's actually like coming off. Now, it's very, very contagious, right? It lives in humid, moist places. What do we do when you have athlete's foot? You need to bleach your feet.
Do you really? No. Oh, I was like, oh my god.
No. Typically, you get it. I'm just like, typically you get it from walking in like remember Lifetime, the pool or the shower floors.
Yeah, I always wear sandals.
Yeah, if you don't wear sandals, you're dumb.
Yeah,
because people's feet have been places. Okay.
And feet in general are disgusting.
Feet are disgusting. Also, people do gross things in like those shared showers. And as somebody who used to work at a fitness club, same with TJ, I know how often they clean them. It's not enough. They clean them, like, maybe 3 times a day, and it's a 24-hour club.
Mm-hmm.
So you break that down.
Is it still?
No, not anymore. It was then.
Oh.
Now it's, like, closed at 10, I think. But back then, it was a 24-hour club.
Yeah.
So that's, like, every 8 hours? That's not enough. Do you know how many people are showering within that 8-hour span? Do you know how many people do disgusting things in showers to leave fungus? Do you know what you have to do to get rid of fungus?
burn the building down.
Yeah.
I don't know. What?
Yeah, you burn the building down and then you do a Hail Mary.
Yes. And spin around three times.
No, you just have to use... you can't even use bleach, actually. I think it's like a fungus killer. Your mom could correct me on that, though.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's not what we're talking about.
But it was interesting, though. We talked about it for 5 minutes. I've never had athlete's foot because I'm not an athlete.
I've had athlete's foot so many times.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had it, so.
I'm not even an athlete. I just, like, I swam, obviously, and, like, back in the day when I'd swim, I wouldn't wear sandals.
Yeah.
Eventually, I got better about it, and I, towards the end of my tenure, I did. But, like, I got it so many times, especially, like, right after, like, high school era, I got it a bunch of times.
Gross.
Super gross.
Doesn't smell, too.
Yeah.
Now that we're actually talking about it.
Yeah, it smells like yeast. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. Like, almost old bread.
Probably because we're downwind from that old bread factory.
That's what it smells like.
I'm just kidding. I don't
That's
know.
That's what it fucking... Do you ever get that smell in the air where it smells like old cheese?
Yeah.
Do you ever smell that?
Yeah.
Because we're Abdullah, whatever makes that smell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
That's what it smells like. That smells
The
disgusting.
More you know, people.
You guys, we live, like, close to, like, some sort of factory. I think it's chocolate or something. And it literally makes the air smell like 98-day-old mac and cheese.
That's still the orange, probably.
Yeah, that's been sitting in the hot sun with, like, mold growing on it. And it's literally for, like, 5 days. Burnsville, Savage, Prior Lake all smell like old cheese.
True story.
Which is probably not healthy.
It's probably not, but you know what? If the old cheese doesn't kill us, something else will. The athlete's foot is going to get you.
It's not fatal, I promise. What are we actually talking about today?
So if you listen to 7 minutes in... We're not actually talking about athlete's foot. We're talking about She-Hulk.
Episode 2.
Attorney at Law.
Yes.
Yes. This was a short episode.
So this, besides my 7 minute rant about athlete's foot, will probably be a short episode.
Yes.
Very minimal. Is this 9 episodes for the show?
I believe 6.
Okay. Very minimal push along of the storyline.
Yes and no.
I suppose. I forgot a major aspect of it.
So, yes and no. No, because it really doesn't go anywhere.
It does introduce a bunch of things.
It's basically just a continuation of episode 1. Yeah. Well, I mean, as most shows are, it's just a continuation.
But, like, episode 1 and 2 could have probably been...
Like, one episode.
Yeah.
This episode, we kind of get to see the after effects of Jennifer Walters becoming the She-Hulk, mm-hmm. and how it is affecting her career, or lack thereof.
And essentially, like, I think it's like one of the first times, I thought of this while we were watching it this time, I think it's one of the first times they actually say, like, you're a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be now. There's no choice.
And she has no desire to be one.
That's what I was going to say. It's like one of the first times where she's like, I don't want to do this.
Right. And that's like, from what I know about her comic book counterpart, is like the theme of her character. She doesn't want to be a superhero. She just wants to be an attorney because she's a good attorney.
Yeah, she's a great attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she just wants a normal life. But because of her predicament and what she was thrown into, she doesn't really have that option anymore.
Yeah. She can't.
So really the whole episode is... basically about that, how it has affected her personal life, her family life, not really so much friendships, because she doesn't really seem to have a lot of friends.
No, she has like one friend.
Yeah.
And Bruce.
Yeah. But there is a pretty big comeback, I guess. Who came back?
Before we go into that, can I just talk about a part real quick? Sorry.
No, go for it.
Just, this is leading into what you're going to say. As you guys know, Hulk has been remade and recast multiple times. Specifically, it's been recast 3 times in, like, the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Edward Norton, Eric Bana, Mark Ruffalo are the ones you probably know. There's also Lou Ferrigno.
The iconic.
The original.
Right.
And in the MCU, as we know it, they don't talk about the other Hulks. They don't even foray into, like, discussing the past villains and, like, any of that stuff. Probably because they were absolute failures of movies.
Yeah.
And,
to be fair, Mark Ruffalo has never had his own Hulk movie.
That's what I was just going to say. Do we know if he would have... I think he would be very successful, actually, because he's created a fan base as the Hulk. But yes. I don't know how far of a storyline the Hulk has.
If he was Smart Hulk...
Then yes.
Then yes. If he's Hulk...
Then no.
Hulk is just kind of a boring character.
I think it would just have to be a matter of circumstances. Like,
yeah.
It just would depend on who's in the movie with him, what the threat is, and if it's a good enough threat that Hulk... Anyway, if it was... It's all a matter of circumstance. He could have his own movie. He may. Who knows?
A lot of people want the comic book storyline World War Hulk.
That's what you said, yeah.
I don't know anything about it, but apparently it's a very popular Hulk storyline. Mm-hmm. And people think that is the trajectory of his story right now,
mm-hmm.
which would give him his own movie.
I love Mark Ruffalo as Hulk, so I would be totally fine as long as they have the correct story of him having his own movie.
And he's Smart Hulk, because Hulk is boring.
Hulk is a Neanderthal that just doesn't...
He just grunts.
Hero. Yeah, he isn't a hero. And there's just no, like, there's no build-up of a character. That's the problem with the other two movies. There was no build-up of a character. He's just this grunty, mean man.
Right.
He's almost just like this giant bully.
Yeah.
Anyway, for the first time ever in the MCU as we know it now, they actually brought up Edward Norton's Hulk. And verbatim, line for line, he goes, "Oh, we've made up. I was a totally different person then."
Yeah. Literally, he says.
Literally. And then Jennifer Walters goes,
she looks at the camera.
Yeah, the camera.
Breaks the fourth wall and, like, is telling us, like, yup.
Joke.
Yup.
To let you know that, like, she's basically telling you to be in on the punchline. Because they're finally bringing up the other Hulk. And why I'm bringing this up beforehand is going to lead right into TJ's. Because he's going to talk about one of the big parts of this week.
Yeah, so... I forget his real name.
Emil?
No, the actor.
Timothy...
Roth?
No. Tim Roth, yes.
Is it Tim Roth?
Tim Roth.
So, in The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton... Is it Tim Roth or Timothy Roth? I can't
remember.
Tim Roth plays the Abomination. Or Emil
Blonsky.
Yes. And he actually has returned to reprise his role.
Yeah.
As Emil Blonsky. And...
It is Tim Roth.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I'm like, I couldn't remember. Is Timothy Roth or Tim Roth? I mean, his name is Timothy.
yeah, it is Timothy, but he goes by Tim.
Great name.
And it is Emil Blonsky. I was just double checking.
Yeah.
Emil Blonsky just sounded like I made it up for a second, so I was just like...
It sounded right, but I'm like, well, maybe there's... I don't know. Anyways, a big return for him. Because he has not been in a movie since The Incredible Hulk, which was about 15 years ago.
He hasn't?
Not other than Shang-Chi, which I talk about in this.
Yeah.
So, he hasn't been in a movie. He hasn't even been mentioned.
No.
Since The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton. So, this is like a big return for him. And also, like, kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Because I told Celine, I said, this is the first time that they've ever talked about that movie.
Yeah.
Because it's considered one of the weakest Marvel movies,
mm-hmm.
next to Thor, The Dark World, and Thor, Love and Thunder, which I think they're wrong about that one, but whatever. Anyways.
That one will be a cult favorite later on.
Yes. So, it's they don't really acknowledge a lot of parts from that story. The only time that they've acknowledged it, I think it was in the Avengers when Hulk said, last time I was in New York, I broke Harlem.
Yeah.
And that was the only mention
yeah.
of the events from that movie.
I forgot about that.
Because it's kind of a boring movie.
Yeah.
We didn't even watch it yeah. when we started watching the Marvel no. movies. Anyways.
We agreed on it, I think, together. We're just like, it doesn't add anything for this.
No. Only interesting part is at the very end with the end credit scene with when Tony comes in.
Yeah.
That's about it. So exciting, though, that he comes back.
Yeah. And the same actor. I can't believe they got Tim Roth to come back.
Right.
Because he's quite a bit older now.
Yeah. A little bit. He still looks great, though.
Yes.
But he's aged, I mean, like all of us, 15 years
Which
later.
Makes sense, because...
Yeah. He's aged quite a bit. Kind of works for his character, though, because he's been in prison.
It does. And he also doesn't look old.
No.
As an actor, I love Tim Roth, though.
Yeah. Lie to Me. Ugh. Great show.
First season
was great.
Wasn't great.
I think it got canceled after the second season, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was not.
No. The first season, I remember, I think we actually watched that when they used to send DVDs in the mail with Netflix. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I forgot when
unlocked
they used to
a core
do
memory.
That did unlock a core memory. That's mm-hmm. the first time I ever watched Swordfish.
Yeah.
Was with those DVDs.
Yep.
And Reservoir Dogs.
Yep. I remember.
Every Quentin Tarantino movie that was out at the time I watched.
That's how I watched That 70s Show for the first time, was through the DVD. Watch it.
I can't believe we used to send DVDs through the mail.
Watch a season, send it back, wait 2 or 3 days for the next disc to come.
I can't believe we used to do that. Life was so weird. And Redbox.
Okay. Okay, Grandma. Back in my day, the internet used to come through the mail.
Well, kids these days don't even understand, like, that. I'm disgusting for saying that phrase. Wow. Kids these days. Anyway, people that are younger currently don't even know what Redbox is. They're like, what?
No.
You don't just, like, buy your movie on the TV?
Or MySpace.
Okay. I asked my cousin, who's 10 now.
But why would they? You know?
I asked her how she holds a phone. Because it was interesting. And she goes like this. And she's like, how do you do it? And I was
To describe, Celine cupped her hand. Like holding
a
phone.
Yeah, holding a block.
Yeah.
And she asked me to do it. And I hold it like a banana. Like my hands are like hang loose.
Right. Like, symbol. Yeah.
Like, hello.
Thumb out, pinky out.
Yeah.
Hello. Like, you're picking up a hanging phone.
And I was like, that's so weird that we have different conceptions of a phone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway. Yeah, so back to Timothy Roth.
Yes.
As Emil Blonsky.
So very exciting that he came back. And playing the same character.
Yep.
Granted, not on for very long.
He probably will be.
But he is a new and improved Elon. He has made peace with the abomination. Namaste. And
did you call Elon?
I did. Like Elon Musk. Yes.
You said it and I was like.
So.
You said it so smooth that I was like doing that math meme in my head. I was like, is it the wrong name that I've been saying?
No.
It's fine. You can call him Elon.
I like Elon. He's a good guy. Not Elon Musk. Elon, and even
Musk
in the show, he's not.
No. He says namaste.
Yes.
And he's like, namaste, Jennifer.
Yes.
Namaste, Jennifer.
Yep. And he has a very different accent.
Does he have a British accent? Or is he American?
He's from...
No, he's from Britain. Britain, in real life.
Britain.
Sorry, I don't know what I was
I love
saying.
That, though. Yeah.
From Britain.
Yeah.
He's from the UK in real life. But in the show, did he have a British accent?
Mm-hmm. In the movie, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's like, I've got 7 soulmates now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like...
Is it like a Cockney accent?
It's like Cockney. Yeah, it's like, I've got 7 soulmates now.
Yeah.
We've got to buy a piece of land together.
In
very calm. In it, though. Very calm now. You know, I can really... I don't want to fight. Don't want to do any of that.
That's really good.
I told you I have a good British accent when I like try.
He was born in Lambeth, London, England.
Oh yeah, Royal Command.
I don't know where Lambeth is, but we're gonna pretend like we do, and we know our geography.
Neil Blonsky is a Russian-born Brit.
Yes. Yes.
And he was in the Royal Command Army. Or he was a Royal Commando.
It is 9 episodes. Sorry.
Incorrect. I'm so smart.
I thought it was 6 because they've all been 6. So yeah,
I
like that though. 9 episodes. That's good. I
love that for us.
I love that for us. Yeah. Anyways, back to Elon. Emil. I don't know why I called him Elon. I think because I just read something with Elon Musk.
Start calling him Emilon.
Yep, Emilon. Emil.
Yeah, he's the abomination. He's back. And he's like, Jennifer, won't you be my lawyer?
Yes. Yes. So, Jennifer takes a job at it's like superhuman, what do they call it?
The like superhuman law division.
Yeah. Or superhero law division. I don't remember.
Oh, superhuman.
Was it? Okay, yeah.
Not every superhuman is a superhero.
True that. And so she is like heading this department and she pretty much is forced to take Emil's case.
She's also forced to be She-Hulk.
Yes. Which is interesting because it's like.
I think it's they didn't say why, but my theory is that it's a scare tactic.
Right.
Like intimidation.
But it's also interesting because like. You can't force someone to be someone.
It's like in the same vein of like put a sweater on, your shoulders are showing. Like that, like telling a woman what to wear.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm like, I was trying to like pinpoint what it's like.
Yeah.
But yes, exactly. It's like, it's just like that.
Oh, like, don't wear that. Like, that shows too much skin.
Right.
Oh, were you wearing this? Is that why you talk? It's just like that kind of stuff. Like, he's telling her what to do. And I was just like.
Yeah, I was just like.
Oh, this is interesting.
Like, I don't think you can tell her that she has to appear as She-Hulk.
He can technically make it so that her job like contract is based off of her coming in as She-Hulk. Like, so technically you can in this scenario legally. I'm just thinking from a legal standpoint. I'm sure there's not enough loopholes in the superhuman world to like for her to be able to fight it.
I feel like it's a gray area.
Yeah, I feel like maybe they might touch on that stuff.
Well, so okay. Yeah, from a legal standpoint, because superheroes are
real.
What?
Real.
Yeah, in this world.
Yeah.
Would they have different laws than a regular person?
So, probably, from a legal standpoint. I'm assuming that after the snap and all of that stuff, and like Thanos dying and all of that, spoiler alert.
What?
I'm
just
kidding. I'm sure that they had to put some things in place because, you know, was it Sokovia? Yeah.
Sokovia.
Sokovia was ruined. New York was ruined.
The Sokovia Accords.
Yeah, the Sokovia Accords happened. I'm sure that was like a little glimpse of what it would look like. I would imagine things would have to change. What I think that they'll probably really dig it into is when the mutants come along, because that's a huge storyline with the mutants.
Yes.
So,
and their rights.
Yeah. Because the mutants, X-Men is all about, like, the villains of X-Men are all about giving superhumans, like, more rights.
And the ultimate power.
Yeah, and the ultimate power. And essentially being the ultimate, like, leader of the free world.
Yeah.
Are the superhumans.
Ultimate life force.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm assuming now that they've informally announced the X-Men, that's probably when they'll go into legal, like, what superhumans can and can't do. But yeah, I would imagine you'd have to create quite a bit of laws. I mean,
but as of right now, as it stands, as far as we know,
there are none. No.
So again, it's probably a gray area for her,
especially if it's, I mean, she doesn't have to take the job.
No,
right? That's always the argument people make. You don't have to do it, but here are my, like,
she doesn't have to, but she really doesn't have a choice.
It's interesting because she's a lawyer. Like, I get her thought process. She's a lawyer. She wants a job. She went to school for a really long time, worked really hard to be in the career that she was already in and had to be let go of. Mind you, for saving lives, right? Like, it wasn't like she, like, became Hulk and, like, hulked out or anything like that. She actually, like, has control. Which, isn't it ironic? She has full control of herself and still everything gets taken away. Bruce Banner fucks up 3 different cities.
Literally.
And he still gets to
become... Millions upon millions of damages.
Probably billions.
Yes.
And he still gets to be Bruce Banner, scientist to all the superhero things.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like the irony of the two. He's like in space about to go save some other like world.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, they're like, you're like kind of a liability because you hulked out. She wasn't even hulked out. She was just large and green and saving them.
And she just helped them.
Because I don't think she hulks out. She's not like...
No.
She's not like Bruce. She... Which I love. I love that she immediately was not like him.
Right.
Because, you know, in theory, females have more control over their emotions.
Yeah.
So I love that. That was pretty funny.
Excuse me.
But, yeah, she just... She wasn't even doing what Bruce did, and it's just like she got punished for it.
It's funny because... I'm not saying I relate to her, but it kind of is a relatable experience. Back when I worked at a bank that shall remain nameless, we had an older gentleman who was very, very sick. How this man was not in a nursing home, I do not understand. He eventually was put in one, and he eventually passed away, but... He was a crabby old bastard. He fell in our bathroom. And he slipped and fell. And because I was the only male, they asked me if I would go into the bathroom and make sure he was okay. I was horrified. Anyways, I did. He fell. He was fine. He was a little shaken. And he asked me if I would help him up. And me being the good person that I am, I said, of course.
Yeah.
I helped him up. He was very shaken. He thanked me for helping him, whatever. One of my coworkers who used to be a police officer, she talked to me afterwards. She's like, thank you so much for helping him. She's like, however, she goes, next time if anything like that happens, do not touch him. And I said, well, why? And because she's like...
Unless you have a witness.
Yeah, because she's like, if, God forbid, anything happened, she's like... There was someone there, too, that saw me help him up. She was standing kind of outside. She didn't come in the bathroom, but she could see me.
Okay.
And she's like, you know, if anything were to have happened to him, I wouldn't want you to get in trouble, and... She's like, so just next time, she goes, let the paramedics do it. Which I understand. I get from a legal aspect, like, why? But at the same time, he wasn't bleeding. He didn't look like anything was broken. Luckily, nothing was broken. So, like, my point with the story is, I get where she's coming from. Like, all she was trying to do was help, and she got in trouble for it. You know?
That sucks. I just want to say, like, you were in the right in that moment, because if somebody is verbally asking you to do something, then it's like,
right,
you're kind of responsible and liable at that point to help them.
Right.
In general, that's how I was taught as a lifeguard, like life over limb.
Exactly.
So, like, if somebody needs, if they're gonna die on the floor, they're gonna die standing up, right? So, like, I'd rather get, if he wants to get up and could communicate that, then you should be helping him to get up, because he can communicate that. As somebody, if I were to give you legal advice, yeah, don't touch him, don't look at him.
Right.
But, like, it's just, like, as your friend, I'd say, like, oh my God, you should help him. As your lawyer, I'd tell you, like, don't even, like, breathe on him without a witness present.
Right. And that's what she said too. She goes, it's hard because she used to work downtown Minneapolis. So yeah. She's like, I've seen some shit.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like,
liars.
Yeah. She goes, you just have to stand there. She goes, it sucks and it's so hard. But she's like, just trust me. And I get where she was coming from. I appreciated it. I just also felt like she kind of ruined my moment. You know?
Yeah.
Because, like, I felt good because I helped him.
And she probably shouldn't have said that until, like, late. It didn't matter anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the problem. Like, that's what my professor always said. If your information isn't going to help in the moment, don't say it.
Right.
Because it's too late.
Right. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, I agree. She shouldn't have said it to you. It was already done. And yeah. she could have probably educated you later.
It's just how she was. But I love her for it. She's just very blunt.
I am too. But, like, there's, like, a fine line of giving people their moment, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I agree. It's very similar. Like, she just didn't get her moment.
Right. And, like, she was literally just trying to help. And
she didn't even want to. It
was no.
Illegal. That was like
Hulk out. Hulk. Yeah.
And she's like, I love this outfit, but okay.
Right. Yes. So yeah, she literally got in trouble for helping.
Yeah.
And is now suffering the consequences. And it's really, while I get it from the lawyer's standpoint, it really wasn't fair to them or to her. I mean, that they let her go.
Not at all. And I get it. As her boss, I understand she's a distraction.
A liability. Because it's also a gray area.
I don't know. I'm thinking of it as, like, if I had my own firm, I'm just thinking of it this way. If I had my own firm, if I was, like, in Los Angeles and Jennifer Walters was real and, like, this all happened, I would immediately hire her. Because there's a couple things. There's a couple reasons. Not because she's Hulk and not because I'm a super fan of Marvel. Let's just pretend like that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I would immediately hire her because, one, she has a kick-ass record of, like, her career. Two, the intimidation factor of having a Hulk on your legal team isn't... I just can't even imagine. Because, especially if you're a criminal lawyer, which is what she is, all of the people that you're trying to put in prison are going to be afraid of you.
Prosecutor, right?
Yeah, she's a prosecutor.
Yeah.
She wanted to be a district attorney, I think, eventually.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, like, I just imagine that if there was somebody that good at their job, that intimidating, I would probably want them on my side.
Good publicity for your firm.
And, like, I wouldn't make her be the Hulk, obviously, because that's weird.
Right.
It's, like, very strange. It's such, like, a, it's just weird thing to do.
Right. It's no such offense. It's such an
Old man,
old school thing to do.
Yeah, like, please stay dressed as She-Hulk.
Right.
You'll need a new outfit, like, wardrobe, because we need you to be She-Hulk the whole time.
Right. What? You're going to pay for said wardrobe?
Imagine she does.
Imagine her suits are...
tailored.
Are not custom. Exactly cheap.
I will say she has a corner office, which makes me believe that in Los Angeles, if she has a corner office and the cost of living, she's probably making close to $650,000 to $700,000 a year now.
Yeah. Just, well, especially California, good lord.
Just, like, that's, like, probably low end of what she's making now.
Yeah.
Because it's Los Angeles, cost of living's already very high, and she's a private criminal lawyer.
Yeah.
Right? She's not working for the city anymore. She's working for the criminals, which is where you make the money.
Right. Right. So here, do you have anything else you want to say about that? Here's what I think is going to happen. I think she's going to work for this company for this season. Something's going to happen where it goes against her
beliefs,
morals, integrity, whatever.
Yeah.
And she's going to end up quitting and either starting her own firm like she does in the comic book, or she's going to end up working with Matt.
I think she'll work with Matt.
I think so, too.
I think they'll work together.
I think so, too. So, be interesting to see what happens. Overall, like we said, not really a whole lot happened. We actually did talk quite a bit.
We always say we won't when we do.
Right.
And
but
sometimes we say we will and we don't.
But it's, we just sometimes bring up, I think.
Other things.
I think we bring up other things and valid points.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? And things that you don't really think about until you get in the moment.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And again, we're not talking with, I like the way we do things. We don't talk with notes and stuff. I know we tried to do that in the beginning, but, like.
Yeah, that didn't work. At all.
Just, like, would read and be like, next point is...
It felt like you were reading from flashcards.
And, like, we'd be talking in very choppy. If you listen to our episodes where we took notes, we're like, the next thing I would like to talk about is...
Right, like you're reading like a presentation. Yeah.
So, Yeah, we're like, we don't do notes. We've been sufficiently against them, I think, since, I think, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
The last season when we podcasted that and we tried to do notes and we just, like, completely flubbed up a couple episodes.
Yeah.
I listened to one of those episodes where we had notes and specifically me, I'm like, you're like, anything else you want to talk about? I'm like, I have 3 or 4 more topics to discuss.
Thank you for asking. I do.
Give me a bloody drink. I got more.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we don't do notes, and so it's very organic and authentic. So
yeah,
if you don't like listening to real things, then just don't listen to us.
Yeah, I will say we do see Hulk leave this episode
in a spaceship.
In a spaceship, it's rumored he's going back to Sakaar to do some clean up some unfinished business, which could lead to World War Hulk. We don't know. I hope he comes back at least one more time before the end of the season.
I think he will.
I think he will, too. Rumored that Daredevil will appear in episode 5? 4 or 5, which is, again, kind of their...
their shtick. Their yeah.
So I hope that happens. The episode ends, before we wrap up, it ends... oh! I remember how it ends. So... she's talking to her boss, Jennifer is, and saying, hey, you know, it went really well. I think I got a good 100% solid argument for...
my personal connections don't matter. We're all right. Good.
We're all good.
I'm going to win.
I'm going to win. Mm-hmm. He goes, okay, her boss. Okay, well, you might want to turn on the news.
She's like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, yep, you have a good night. Yep, you too. So awkward. I love how awkward she is.
She's... yeah.
Speaking of her, oh my god, just so many fun awkward moments where I have been there 100%.
Oh my gosh.
She turns on the news and there's a leaked story about what the Abomination has been up to. What's it been up to?
Flashback. It's the year 2021.
Almost a year.
Yes. Summer. You're sitting there in the theater. It's been a long time since you've seen a Marvel movie. Bam! Shang-Chi. Bam again. Fighting Ring. Bam one more time. Abomination? Aren't you in prison, bro?
Yeah.
Well, we gotta dive in.
He's Bam! In. Buzz? Just kidding. Just kidding. No Buzz.
So yeah, sorry for all the baths.
Oh, it's okay. I just had to throw that in because it made me laugh.
That was good. Made me laugh too. So yeah, Abomination was snuck out of jail. Like, so they called it a prison break. I wouldn't consider it a prison break. He went back. Like,
I would call it
like a vacation. A foray, if you will.
A prison foray.
Yes. Like a little jaunt.
Yes.
Jaunt into the ring of fights.
A prison conjugal. No, I'm just kidding.
A fight conjugal. They have
yes.
Those.
Yes.
So he didn't exactly... the news is reporting that he broke out and blah, blah, blah.
Has been secretly fighting in these underground rings and... yeah.
Which, whatever, he has been. But he didn't break out of prison. He's still there. He's just been doing this on the side. How? We don't know yet. Assumingly, yeah. Perhaps Wong does his, like...
he'll be in.
Early.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm assuming that's how he gets out and in.
Yeah, because he was... Wong was in the trailer.
Yeah.
So he'll...
Wong is just carrying this entire face on his back.
He...
do you think it hurts?
It has to be so sore.
God.
He's literally been in almost most everything. Of the Phase 4 movies.
Yeah. I freaking love Benedict Wong, though.
Funny that his name is Benedict Wong and his name is Wong.
I know. The comic book character's name, yeah. Too, so it's not like...
yeah.
I love him. He was actually quite handsome.
Yeah.
Like, in his younger days.
Yeah.
I was like...
when he had hair. He shaves his head now, but...
I say he shaves it. He's not actually bald. Yeah,
no. But when his hair was longer and all that.
And he's, like, beefy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah, so Wong, I'm assuming because Wong will be on the show, he probably does excuse me. Swirly Dwirly. And, like, gets him in and out.
That is the official name.
The Swirly Dwirly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's where the episode ends. And me and Celine, we were like, the episode ends, and I look at her, I go, I was just getting into it.
No. What did you just, you said exactly, you were like, wait, is it over?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, it's over?
And I said, no, it's not. And then I was like, wait, yes, it is.
Yeah, because the credits started rolling. I was like, well, I was getting invested into the story.
Yeah. I was like, I finally put, like, sometimes it takes me a minute, and I finally put my phone down, because I was like, oh, like, I'm, like, into it now.
Yeah.
I'm in it for the win now.
Yeah.
And then the credits roll, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. We did get a post-credit scene, but
it was so informational.
It was...
It taught me so much.
Like, literally a game changer.
There was just... I mean,
like, I don't even think we should reveal it over the podcast.
The cameo of it all. Oh, my God.
I mean, when his claws came out.
Oh, my God. TJ.
I mean, what? Oh, sorry about that, guys.
Let's talk about that. But, like, when the metal started... I mean...
Hold on. I just got a message from Kevin Feige. How dare you?
Fuck.
Oh. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. It was nothing.
No, it really was not anything exciting. She was
doing errands for
helping
parents.
Yeah, helping her parents and family do housework and automobile work. And yes. Literally that was it.
Yes.
So I'm still enjoying it though.
It was still fun to watch.
It was fun to watch. I'm excited to watch,
really fun to watch
next season. I think I sent you something. Well, no, I don't think. I know I did. Where it said episode, I think, was it episode 3 or 4?
Cameo. Or it has something big.
Right, but it's not a cameo,
it's
they
not
said.
A cameo.
But they said that it would break the Earth, the universe. Part of me think that's just hype.
Didn't they say that about something else?
I feel like they did. I don't know.
I feel like Loki, they said like episode 5 would break the world.
Yeah.
And it was good.
But it wasn't like, oh my God.
Wanda was probably the most break the internet thing, and they didn't even hype that.
No. Anyways, I'm enjoying it. I can't wait for next episode. Me and Celine are pissed that their episodes are on Thursdays because we always get together Wednesday nights and do our podcast. So
we could do Wednesdays and Thursdays.
We could, yes.
I mean, it's not like it would change too
much. No. But it was just nice, the convenience of it all.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have family dinner night on Wednesdays, and it was just, like, convenient. I mean, not that we could, like, not change. Like, Wednesdays are hard in stone.
Right.
But it's just, like, it's a tradition. We are people of habit.
It's just, it's like the middle of the week fun. I don't know.
I know. I like it because it's literally, like, it breaks up my week.
Yeah. Agreed. Anything else you want to say?
No.
I don't either. All right. I think that's all we got. If that's all we got, then TJ and Celine. Out.
Do you know the Hocus Pocus song? All I can think about is Anastasia and Dancing Bear.
Sarah's song?
Yeah.
Come little children, I'll take thee away into a land of enchantment. Come little children, the time's come to play here in my garden of magic.
That's our foray into Spooky Town, because it's going to be September when you listen to this.
Hell yeah, it is.
Spooktober is upon us.
The burrs are almost upon us.
The burrs?
The burr months. September, October, November,
oh,
December.
The burrs.
Yep.
We're almost there. Almost
yep.
There.
Tomorrow.
Get ready for some... This is just a little taste. Get ready for some spookiness. TJ and Selena out.
Bye-bye.